So council races don't get as much attention as the mayor's race, but the council is, in many ways, where the real power lies.
And the reason for that is simple. The council gets to vote. The mayor only does so in a tie. Yes, the mayor has the bully pulpit, as it were, and Vi Lyles will be the face of Charlotte, but the council has to approve those big-ticket things she wants to get done.
With five new members waiting to be sworn in on December 4th, there's a large freshman class joining the Charlotte City Council, but this doesn't mean a change in political control.
No, it doesn't. In fact, the partisan makeup on the council was 9 Democrats and 2 Republicans before last night's election, and that remains in place. But more than the names on the placards are going to change, and just go back to what Sarah just mentioned, 5 of the new council members are under the age of 40, which represents a generational shift in city government, and with that change comes different perspectives and priorities.
And we'll talk about those different perspectives here in a moment, but catch us up on who will be on the council.
Sure. Democrats swept all 4 at-large seats. These are council members elected citywide. Incumbent Julie Eisholt was again the top vote-getter, followed by newcomer Braxton Winston, incumbent James Smudgy Mitchell, and Dimple Ashmira, who was appointed to the council seat last year, but now she has been elected for the first time. They will be seated behind the dais with Democrats incumbent Luana Mayfield and Greg Phipps, and their fellow newcomers Larkin Eggleston, Justin Harlow, and Matt Newton. The 2 Republicans, Marshall, on the council are incumbent Ed Driggs and newcomer Tarek Scott Bakari.
So let's get back to those different priorities and perspectives. How may this play out with the new council?
Well, there are a lot of possibilities on how that could play out. Let's take 2 issues that were common themes in the election, Marshall. How about affordable housing and CMPD? Every candidate, regardless of party affiliation, said more needs to be done to bring down Charlotte's homicide rate, and Democrats in particular stressed the need to build more community trust with police. Soon-to-be Councilman Braxton Winston rose to prominence as a protester after the Keith Lamont Scott shooting last year. His views on proper policing may be very different than those of some of the incumbents. Another newcomer, Matt Newton, he also is a Democrat, has been pushing for changes in the Citizens Review Board, and he too has been critical of CMPD. And Newton's views may also be very different than what has been considered in the past. Another issue, affordable housing. This, again, is a common election refrain. But just where affordable housing goes, in what neighborhood, and who pays for it, that is always something that's easier to talk about, but really hard to get done.